Have you ever crafted the perfect email campaign? A meticulously planned message with an engaging subject line, valuable content, and a clear call to action, only to see your open rates plummet and conversions stall? You've checked the content, double-checked the links, and everything seems to be in order. What if the problem isn't your message, but your reputation? Think of your email sender reputation as a credit score for your email marketing practices. A low credit score can limit your borrowing power, and a poor sender reputation can prevent your emails from reaching the inbox. Email service providers, ESPs, provide many tools to evaluate the trustworthiness of your sending domain and IP address. Postmaster tools by Gmail, Google, Outlook.com Postmaster, Microsoft, Yahoo Sender Hub, Postmaster information for iCloud Mail, Apple. Mastering your email outreach and achieving a strong reputation is built on a history of positive sending behaviors. Conversely, a poor reputation can lead to your emails being throttled, sent directly to spam, or even blocked entirely. This isn't a minor issue, it's a critical challenge that can undermine your email marketing strategy. According to a 2025 study, the average email deliverability rate across major providers is around 83.1%, which means nearly 1 in 6 marketing emails never reaches its intended inbox. Understanding, monitoring, and actively managing your sender reputation is the key to beating those odds. This guide will demystify this critical concept, show you how to measure your standing, and provide a clear, actionable path to improve your score and consistently land in the inbox. What exactly is sender reputation? At its core, sender reputation is a numerical score assigned by mailbox providers that reflects your trustworthiness as an email sender. This score is a composite of many different data points designed to answer one central question: is this sender legitimate, or are they a potential source of spam? This score has two primary components: your IP reputation. Your IP reputation is tied to the server you use to send emails. If you're on a shared IP, the sending behavior of other users can impact your score. Your domain reputation. Your domain reputation, on the other hand, is a score tied to your specific brand. For example, your company.com. Both are crucial, and a poor score can land you in trouble. So what are the most critical metrics ISPs are watching? Engagement. Are your recipients opening, clicking, and replying to your emails? High engagement is a powerful positive signal. When people actively interact with your emails, it tells ISPs that your content is valuable and desired. Conversely, if your emails are consistently ignored and deleted without being opened, it's a negative indicator that can slowly erode your reputation. Spam complaints. How many people hit that dreaded "This is spam" button? This is arguably the most damaging signal you can send. Mailbox providers take spam complaints very seriously. The industry standard is to keep your complaint rate below 0.1%. Going above this threshold can trigger serious filtering or even blacklisting. Bounce rates. Are you sending emails to valid existing addresses? A bounce occurs when an email can't be delivered. A hard bounce means the email address is permanently invalid, and many of these tell mailbox providers that you have a dirty list. While some soft bounces, temporary delivery issues, are regular, a high hard bounce rate is a major red flag. On average, the B2B bounce rate is 2.33%, but successful marketers strive to keep this number below 2%. Spam traps. Have you accidentally emailed a honeypot address? Spam traps are email addresses that ISPs set up to catch senders who do not use permission-based lists. Hitting one of these is a clear sign to an email platform that your list-building practices are questionable, and it will severely damage your sender reputation. Email volume and consistency. Are you a consistent sender, or do you send sudden, uncharacteristic blasts? Sudden spikes in email volume from a domain with a history of sending much less can be a trigger for spam filters. Authentication protocols. Have you properly authenticated your emails with SPF, DKIM, and DMARC? While this sounds technical, it's about providing mailboxes with a digital ID that proves you are who you say you are. This foundational step is crucial for building and maintaining trust. The stakes are high. Why a poor reputation is costing you. When your sender reputation is poor, it's not just a technical inconvenience. It's a business problem that directly impacts your bottom line. A low score translates directly to a lower inbox placement rate, meaning your emails are filtered into the spam folder or even rejected entirely. If your carefully crafted marketing campaign only reaches 70% of your list instead of 95%, you lose out on many potential conversions. This directly reduces your return on investment, ROI, making your marketing efforts less effective and costly. Beyond the immediate financial loss, a poor reputation can cause significant brand damage. When your brand's emails consistently land in the spam folder, it sends a powerful message to your recipients that you are untrustworthy. It can erode customer trust and make your brand seem unprofessional. What makes this issue particularly insidious is the vicious cycle it creates. A bad reputation leads to more emails being sent to spam. When emails go to spam, your engagement rates, opens and clicks, plummet. These lower engagement rates then act as another negative signal to email providers, further degrading your sender reputation. It's a downward spiral that is difficult to climb out of without a dedicated strategy. Imagine a high-value promotional campaign for a new product, where your goal is to drive 20% of your email recipients to your website. If a poor sender reputation causes even 15% of your emails to be filtered into spam, that's a significant chunk of your potential revenue that simply never had a chance to convert. How to measure and monitor your sender reputation? The good news is that you don't have to guess what your sender's reputation is. Key tools, many of them free, are available that give you a clear look at your score. Sender score by validity. This is often considered the industry's most widely recognized credit score for email. It operates on a scale of 0 to 100. A score of 80 or above is generally considered good, while a score of 90 or above is excellent. A score below 70 indicates you likely have serious deliverability issues that need immediate attention. Google Postmaster Tools. If a large portion of your audience uses Gmail, this tool is your best friend. It provides invaluable data on your sender reputation, spam rate, delivery errors, and other key metrics specifically for Gmail users. Microsoft Smart Network Data Services, SNDS. Similar to Google's tool, this provides insight into your reputation with Microsoft's email services, including Outlook and Hotmail. While these external tools provide a high-level view, the accurate measure of your reputation is in the metrics you see within your email marketing platform. You should be regularly tracking open rates and click-through rates. High engagement is the strongest indicator of a healthy list and a good reputation. Spam complaint rates. This should be kept well below 0.1%. Bounce rates. Monitor both hard and soft bounces to ensure your list is clean and up to date. List health. Regularly monitor how many people are unsubscribing versus how many are joining your list. A high unsubscribe rate can be a warning sign. Make it a routine to check these scores and metrics regularly. Weekly is ideal. This proactive approach allows you to spot problems before they escalate and take action to correct them. A proactive approach, the path to a better reputation. Taking control of your sender reputation isn't about finding a quick fix. It's about adopting a strategic, proactive approach to email marketing. Here are the key best practices you should implement. 1. The foundation. Authentication is non-negotiable. This is a non-technical way of establishing your legitimacy. Properly setting up your SPF, DKIM, and DMARC records acts as a digital ID card for your emails, proving to ISPs that you are a legitimate sender and that your emails haven't been tampered with. Without these, your reputation will always be shaky, regardless of your other efforts. 2, the lifeline, maintaining a clean, engaged list. Did you know that up to 30% of an email list can decay annually? That's a significant number of contacts that may have become inactive, changed jobs, or simply lost interest. Sending to old, unengaged contacts is one of the quickest ways to hurt your sender reputation. Regularly clean your email list by removing hard bounces and inactive users. We also recommend using a double opt-in process, which ensures that everyone on your list has explicitly confirmed their desire to receive your emails, leading to higher engagement from the start. 3. The content you send. Provide value, not volume. Your content is the most direct way to build trust and increase engagement. Instead of sending generic one-size-fits-all messages, focus on delivering relevant, helpful content to a segmented audience. A study found that hyper-personalized emails can improve click-through rates by as much as 13.44%. By providing value, You reduce the likelihood of spam complaints and foster a relationship with your subscribers that benefits your reputation. 4. The warm-up, a gradual introduction. A sudden spike in email volume for new IPs or domains will immediately make providers suspicious. The solution is a process known as email warm-up. This is a controlled, gradual process of increasing your email volume over time, sending small batches of emails to highly engaged contacts. This measured approach helps to slowly build a positive sender reputation and establish a track record of good sending habits. 5. The unsubscribe button is your friend. While it may seem counterintuitive, making it easy for people to unsubscribe is critical. When someone no longer wants to receive your emails, the best possible outcome is that they click the unsubscribe link. This is far better than them marking your email as spam, which has a much more damaging effect on your reputation. Reputation isn't just a score, it's an asset. Your sender reputation is more than just a number. It's a dynamic asset that reflects the health and integrity of your entire email marketing program. It is the gatekeeper that determines whether your carefully crafted messages will reach their destination or be lost in the digital abyss. You can take control of your deliverability by understanding the factors that influence your reputation, regularly monitoring your metrics, and implementing a proactive strategy. Your emails will land where they belong, in the inbox. At Aspiration Marketing, we believe that understanding your sender reputation is the first step toward building an email program that not only gets noticed, but also drives real, tangible results for your business.